Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the Warriors Haven podcast, the place where discipline meets purpose and everyday people become unstoppable. I'm your host, Jaisha Sutherland, a retired Army drill sergeant, single mom, and the founder of the Warriors Haven. Around here, we talk fitness, mindset, and the mission of building a stronger you, mentally, physically, and financially. Because this isn't just about the gym. It's about life, leadership, and living on your terms. So gear up, lock in, and let's step into the haven where warriors are made. Hi friends, it's your favorite drill sergeant Jay. Have you ever noticed something? Two people can wake up at exactly the same time, same alarm, same weather, same amount of sleep, yet one attacks the day while the other immediately feels behind. Why? Most people think it's motivation. It isn't. It starts in the brain before your eyes are even fully open, before you check your phone, before your feet hit the floor, before you've spoken a single word. Your brain has already begun predicting what kind of day you're about to have. And here's what's fascinating. Elite military operators, Olympic athletes, Fortune 500 CEOs, special operations soldiers, professional athletes don't wake up different because they're genetically superior. They wake up differently because they've trained their brains to expect action instead of negotiation. Today, we're diving into the neuroscience of waking up like a warrior. Not with hype, not with toxic positivity, but with real science from some of the world's leading researchers. By the end of this episode, you'll understand why your first 5 minutes determine more than you ever imagined. Are you ready to dive into this conversation with me? Let's get started. Your brain doesn't simply react to reality. It predicts reality. This idea comes from decades of neuroscience and the work of researchers studying predictive processing, including work at institutions such as Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or as we also call it, MIT, and University College London. Think of your brain like Google Maps. It doesn't wait until you reach the intersection. It's already calculating the next turn. Your brain does the same thing every morning. It predicts. Today will probably look like yesterday, which explains something many people never understand. If yesterday you procrastinated, today your brain expects procrastination. If yesterday you quit, today your brain expects quitting. If yesterday you exercised, today your brain expects movement. The brain loves patterns because patterns save energy. Energy is survival. Survival is the brain's number one priority. This surprises many people. Your brain does not care about your dreams. It cares about survival. Those are two completely different missions. Researchers studying the brain's energy demands have shown that although it makes up only about 2% of body weight, the brain consumes roughly 20% of the body's energy at rest. That's expensive. Your brain is constantly looking for ways to conserve fuel. Every difficult decision, every hard workout, every uncomfortable conversation costs energy. So your brain naturally asks, can we avoid this? That isn't weakness, it's biology. But winners understand something. Biology explains behavior. It doesn't excuse it. Here's where discipline enters. Discipline isn't forcing yourself forever. It's interrupting prediction. Imagine two alarms go off. Person one says, I'm tired, I'll start tomorrow. Their brain smiles. Prediction confirmed. Nothing changes. Now imagine person two. They feel equally exhausted, but they stand anyway. Now something remarkable happens. The brain receives unexpected evidence. Interesting. Our prediction was wrong. Neuroscientists call this a prediction error. Prediction errors are one of the fastest ways the brain learns. Every disciplined action tells the brain, we are becoming someone different. That tiny moment, standing up, making the bed, drinking water, walking outside, is much bigger than it appears. You're updating your identity. Now, one of the biggest lies on social media is this. Successful people wake up energized every day. No, many don't. The difference isn't energy, it's commitment. Research on implementation intentions from psychologist Peter Galwitzer has consistently shown that deciding in advance actually will dramatically increase follow-through. Notice the order? Decision first, emotion later. Most people reverse that. I'll act when I feel like it. Warriors say, I'll feel like it after I begin. Movement creates momentum. Momentum changes emotion. Emotion follows behavior far more often than behavior follows emotion. Let's clear up one of the biggest myths. People hear the word cortisol and panic. Cortisol is ruining my life. Not exactly. Healthy cortisol naturally rises shortly after waking. Scientists call this the cortisol awakening response. It's one of the body's built-in performance systems. It helps increase alertness, focus, reaction speed, and energy availability. The problem isn't morning cortisol. The problem is chronic stress that never shuts off. Winners don't eliminate cortisol. They direct it. Instead of immediately checking emails, scrolling social media, reading bad news, they give their brain a mission. Because cortisol without direction becomes anxiety. Cortisol with purpose becomes performance. Think of your brain like wet concrete. The first thoughts you practice, the first actions you repeat, the first emotions you feed, leave impressions. This is why elite performers often avoid immediately reaching for their phones. The moment you wake up, your attention is one of the most valuable resources. If the first thing your brain experiences is comparison, conflict, breaking news, or endless notifications, you've handed your focus to someone else's priorities before you've even chosen your own. Instead, winners create what psychologists call an intentional attentional set. They deliberately decide what deserves their attention first. That simple shift can change the quality of decisions you make for the rest of the day. Tomorrow morning, before you ask yourself, "How do I feel?" ask yourself, "What kind of person am I proving myself to be today?" Because every sunrise asks the same question. Will you repeat yesterday? Or will you become someone your future self can thank? In part two, we're going even deeper. We'll explore why elite performers seem calmer under pressure, how the brain's attention networks can be trained for peak performance, why purpose changes your physiology, and the mental daily conditioning routines used by warriors, world-class athletes, and top executives to perform when the stakes are highest. Because waking up is automatic. Becoming dangerous, in the best sense of the word, is a choice. Oh, hi, friends. Welcome back. If you listen to part one, you now understand something most people never learn. Winning doesn't begin when you walk into the gym. It doesn't begin at work. It doesn't begin during the big presentation. It begins the moment your brain decides who you are before your feet ever touch the floor. Today, we're taking it one level deeper. We're going to explore why elite performers stay calm under pressure, why purpose literally changes your body's chemistry, and how you can train your brain to perform like a warrior, even when life gets hard. Because here's the truth. Pressure doesn't create champions. Pressure reveals what you've practiced. Let's get into it. Imagine walking into a crowded airport. Thousands of conversations. Hundreds of faces. Announcements overhead. Rolling luggage. Babies crying. Music playing. Yet, somehow, if someone quietly says your name from across the room, you hear it instantly. Why? Because your brain has a built-in filtering system called the reticular activating system, or RAS. Think of it as your brain's gatekeeper. Every second, your senses receive millions of pieces of information. If your brain processed everything, you'd be overwhelmed. So your RAS decides what deserves your attention. Here's where this becomes life-changing. Your RAS doesn't filter based on what's true. It filters based on what it believes is important. If you constantly tell yourself, "I'm exhausted, I'm behind, I'm not good enough, I never finish anything," guess what your brain starts searching for? Evidence to prove those statements right. But when winners wake up and intentionally focus on their mission, their purpose, their next objective, their RAS begins highlighting opportunities instead of obstacles. The world didn't change. Their filter did. That's why mindset isn't magic. It's neuroscience. Let's bust another myth. Confidence isn't built by affirmations alone. Confidence is built through evidence. This is supported by the work of renowned psychologist Albert Bandura, whose research showed that our belief in our ability grows most powerfully through mastery experiences. Doing difficult things successfully. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, your brain collects proof. Proof becomes belief. Belief becomes confidence. Confidence becomes identity. Most people are waiting to feel confident before taking action. Warriors understand something different. Action creates confidence. Every completed workout, every difficult conversation, every healthy meal, every early morning, every kept promise becomes another brick in the foundation of your identity. Eventually, your brain stops asking, "Can I do this?" because it already has the receipts. Hey, it's your favorite Drill Sergeant Jay. I hope you're getting massive value out of today's episode. If you are, hit that subscribe button right now and leave a quick review. It helps us reach more warriors who are ready to rebuild their identity and take back control of their lives. If you're ready to level up your discipline, your energy, and your mindset, come join us inside the Warriors Haven Inner Circle. It's more than a community. It's a place where ordinary people become disciplined leaders through daily accountability, science-backed coaching, and a warrior mindset. You can find the Warriors Inner Circle on skool.com. That's skool.com. And don't forget, my upcoming book, The Warriors Haven Edge, is on the way. Join the waitlist and be one of the first to know when it launches. You can sign up. Join that waitlist at thewarriorshavenbook.com. Now, let's get back to today's episode. Here's something that surprised researchers. When scientists studied elite military operators, firefighters, and high-level athletes, they discovered something fascinating. The best performers weren't fearless. They simply recovered faster. Their heart rates still increased. Their adrenaline still surged. Their bodies still recognized danger. The difference? They had trained themselves to return to a focused state more quickly. That's the power of repetition. Every challenge you willingly face teaches your nervous system, "I've survived this before." Over time, what once felt impossible becomes familiar. This is why discipline is one of the greatest anxiety reducers on the planet. Not because life becomes easier, but because you become stronger. Now, let's talk about purpose. Many people think purpose is emotional. Science says it's biological, too. When people believe their work has meaning, their resilience increases, their persistence improves, their stress becomes more manageable. Purpose changes how the brain interprets effort. Think about it. A soldier carrying a wounded teammate, a parent working two jobs for their children, an entrepreneur building something bigger than themselves. The work is still hard, sometimes even harder, but purpose transforms suffering into sacrifice. And sacrifice always feels different than meaningless struggle. This is why every morning you should ask one question: who benefits because I refuse to quit today? That question immediately shifts your focus from yourself to your mission. Here's a simple protocol you can start tomorrow. No expensive equipment, no complicated routines, just intentional actions. For the first minute, breathe with purpose. Take slow, controlled breaths. Signal to your nervous system that you're in control. Minute 2, hydrate. After hours of sleep, your body needs water before it needs stimulation. Minute 3, move. Stretch, walk, do push-ups. Get your body communicating with your brain. Movement tells your brain the mission has started. Minute 4, set your objective. Write one non-negotiable win for the day. Not 10, one. One promise you'll keep no matter what. Minute 5, win immediately. Make your bed. Organize your workspace. Complete one small action that proves your discipline is stronger than your excuses. 5 intentional minutes. That's all it takes to start changing your identity. One day, your children, your coworkers, your friends will describe you in just a few words. Reliable, disciplined, positive, resilient, or excuse maker, negative, unpredictable, average. That reputation isn't built in one big moment. It's built in thousands of ordinary mornings. The alarm rings. Nobody's watching. Nobody's clapping. Nobody is posting about it. But every morning you either reinforce your future or repeat your past. The world celebrates championships, but championships are won in the quiet moments no one else ever sees. That's where warriors are made. Tomorrow morning, when that alarm goes off, don't ask yourself, "Do I feel like getting up?" Instead, ask, "What would the future version of me do right now?" Then, do that. Not because it's easy, not because you're motivated, but because every disciplined decision is a vote for the person you're becoming. Remember, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. And your mornings are one of the most powerful systems you'll ever build. Friends, thank you for spending part of your day with me. If today's episode challenged you, inspired you, or gave you a new way to think, share it with someone who needs it. One conversation can change a life. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss another episode of the Warriors Haven podcast. Join the Warriors Haven Inner Circle if you're ready to surround yourself with people who refuse to settle for average. And if you're ready to rebuild your identity from the inside out, get on the wait list for my upcoming book, The Warriors Haven Edge. Until next time, remember, discipline isn't something you do. It's someone you become. I'm your favorite Drill Sergeant Jay. And as always, stay strong, stay focused, stay ready. I'll see you on the next episode. Hi, friend. Thanks for tuning into the Warriors Haven podcast, where we turn discipline into freedom and help you build the body, mindset, and lifestyle you deserve. If today's episode fired you up or gave you just that little push you needed, don't stop here. Head on over to thewarriorshaven.com, where you'll find details on how to jumpstart the next version of you. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself every single day. So until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and stay ready. I'm Jaisha Sutherland, and you're listening to the Warriors Haven podcast.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.